Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 28th, 2017. I'm Thungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's planned visit to all provinces to engage young people. If you had a chance to meet him, what would you say? Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. And, of course, we are streaming live on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. President Robert Mugabe will soon be visiting all provinces to meet with young people and hear their concerns. State media reports that the meetings were proposed by the ZANU-PF Youth League and endorsed by the party's Politburo. And tonight, we are asking, what would you tell Mr. Mugabe as a young person if you had a chance to talk to him? Lichona njani isapho leZimbabwe ikudibana namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo The Connection uhlelo lwabasakhulayo isiqo ukucela sendaba namhlanje kuludaba lwemihlangano eqoqwa ngomongameli Robert Mugabe eyokwethekelela zonke izigaba zelizwe ehamba ekhulumisana labasakhulayo sizwa izikhalazo zabo. Umbuzo omkhulu esiwubuzayo lamhlanje ngothi kambe nxa uthe wabakhona wahlangana layo umongameli Mugabe kuhambo lwakhe lolu kuyini ongamtshela khona mazwi bani ongamethulela wona. Siyazi abaningi likhala ngemisebenzi njalo lisola ibandla lakhe ubaba Mugabe, umongameli Mugabe, ibandla leZANU-PF. Ngakho nxa lithe laba lethuba lokuhlangana laye mathupha kuyini mazwibani elingawaqondisa kuye kwaziwayo vatereri kusangana uko muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yemisangano iri kunzi iri kurongwa nemutungamiri wenyika uyezve vari mutungamiri weZANU-PF vaRobert Mugabe. Misangano iyi ndeyekushanyira matunhu ese enyika apo vaMugabe vanonzi vachange vachikurukura nevechidiki vachinzwa zvichemo zvavo. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi tichibvunza mubvunzo mukuru uri wekuti dai mawanawo mukana wekusangana navaMugabe parwendo rwavo uru chii chamungada kutaura kwavari sevanhu vechidiki. We are joined now by our first guest, and that's a human rights activist, Linda Masarira. Good evening, Linda, and welcome on The Connection.
Good evening. How are you, and how are you, all the listeners?
We are.
Thank you for inviting me to be part of this program.
My pleasure, Linda. And first of all, how is the community service going?
The community service is quite enlightening. At least I'm getting to see the other side of life that I didn't know of and that I didn't understand. And I have embraced it. I just decided to make lemonade out of lemons.
That's a positive attitude there, Linda. For those who might not be in the know, Linda Masarira is serving community service after she was found guilty of, you know, blocking traffic or blocking the free flow of people. That charge emanating from the Shut Down Zimbabwe protests. You will remember what happened last year. Okay, that aside, Linda, let's jump straight into today's topic. The president is organizing these, you know, nationwide rallies or visits where he will be talking to young people, engaging with them, and you know, hearing their concerns, according to the Sunday Mail. If you had a chance to meet one-on-one with the president, what would you say to him?
Well, firstly, before I say what I would say to him, I would like to say that I think it is a waste of taxpayers' money for him to be going around with young people, as he is well aware of what young people are facing. I should suppose that he has got advisors, and his wife obviously tells him what's happening in this country. And if you're still reading the newspaper, he really knows what's happening. And if I was given a chance to speak to him, I would ask him to step down as the president of this country, because in the past 36 years, he has literally and practically run down this country. And there is no need for him to be going around asking what he is supposed to do for the young people when he destroyed this country. He destroyed people's livelihoods. He destroyed the hope and the dreams for the young people. Because right now, all students, when they finish their studies, they have found out that the lock has been changed. They grew up being told that education is the key. But now education is the key to be a vendor or to be destitute or to just go and be a drug addict or to go and solicit for prostitution because there are no jobs. So basically, if I would meet Robert Mugabe right now, I'll just ask him to pave way for a young leader who understands the dynamics of the economy right now in the 21st century, which seems to be a fallacy to him right now because he doesn't understand what's happening on the ground right now. He's now too old. It's visibly visible to anyone, even a young child, that he can no longer spend more than 10 minutes awake. We need a president who's awake. He's now a sleeping president. He has lost touch of reality of what Zimbabweans are facing. So my word to the president of this country would be he has to step down and pave way for a fresh, new, young, and capable leader to ensure that they correct the mess he created in this country.
Thank you there, Linda. We will be joined shortly by Jim Kunaka of ZANU-PF. I'm sure he would love to respond to what you just said, Linda. But in the meantime, let me be angry on behalf of Mr. Mugabe and ZANU-PF. Linda, you are wrong. The country was destroyed by the sanctions imposed on our country by the United States and Britain. What say you?
What sanctions? As much as I know, ZANU-PF was given money to give war veterans in 1980. They decided to squander that money and run down the economy. And now they want to tell us of sanctions. They were given sanctions because they were a corrupt lot. They were given personal sanctions on their persons because they were corrupt and looting from the people of Zimbabwe. So if you want to tell us about sanctions, you can just go and sleep because you're not talking about sanctions here. Because sanctions did not create the loss of jobs for Zimbabwe. But sanctions are not going to happen. 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 Masanctions are not going to be bonano, Saraku Dubai. Here are the sanctions. I told Nagara Maria when I was a Parenia trap. I was a Serati Taurus, I think that's it. That is how I took one to the government. Yes, they are corrupt. Those who are an aggressive government, Tenga Ring here, $1.3 billion. But without two Zanga Masanctions. Here, Tanga Sanctions, I got $15 billion. Yakatana, the Hispanic, I will cook. Question to the Taurus, good water.
Of course, I was being angry on behalf of ZANU-PF, Delinda. I've now taken out that ZANU-PF jacket, and that's because Jim Kunaka of ZANU-PF is here. Good evening, Mkoma Kunaka.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
We are good. How is things in Harare? What's going on, man?
Harare is very good. Harare is good.
That's good. Saka Mkoma Kunaka, we just heard from Linda Masarira there. Weighing in on these planned, visits by the president to all the provinces where he will be engaging young people, and hearing their concerns, Linda says that's a sheer waste. Mr. Mugabe should just step down because he has failed. What say you?
I think that one is a daydreamer, to start with. She's not the one who is supposed to tell us that Mugabe must stand down. Where is she getting that power from? When the president was given the mandate in 2018 by the people of Zimbabwe to be the president. So it is the same people who must tell him to stand it down, not an individual who just wakes up in the morning, maybe she's drunk and started vomiting, talking nonsense and shit that Mugabe must go. Where does she want Mugabe to go? This is his country. He was elected by the people to represent the people. So the mandate of removing Comrade Ananji Mugabe from the position is invested in the people who voted him in 2018, not Linda Masarira and the other team. That's nonsense and bullshit.
Mgoma Jim, let's debate in a civil manner. Let's not throw the B words, those words that you wouldn't say on national radio. This is a national radio, let's just be civil.
But you know what? We are sick and tired of hearing this. Mugabe must go. Mugabe must go. Doesn't help anything in our country. So we are sick and tired of hearing that from the same people who are doing nothing, who are contributing nothing to the nation.
Asine mahovhetsi ari kuti Mugabe must go vakunaka chero vamwe vakawanda muzanu PF macho imomo.
But I was still on foot to Zakari, I come to vote. And he was voted in a majority, and it Munika in around 18 million. Million point something voted for him. So we must use the same route if you want to remove him. That's what we call democracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's by listening to individuals.
Rambai makabata ipapo vakunaka. Timbonzwa kuna Muzvare Masarira. Hanzi na Jim Kunaka muri kurota Muzvare Masarira.
Ndiripo mati.
Hanzi na Jim Kunaka muri kurota muri mutengesi.
Hello.
Yes, Linda, uri kutinzwa?
Ndakukunzwai manje.
Hansi na Jimu kunaka muri mutengesi muri kurota vamugave hapana kwaari kuenda
unoziva zvinondishamisa kunzwa murume wechidiki akaita saJimu achireketa mazwi asina maturo seanga achireketa nekuti isu tisu vechidiki vachiri nefuture vachiri neupenyu huri kuda kuendeka iye ndabunzwa achitaura kuti I'm singing for my supper. I've got no supper that I'm singing for. It is so unfortunately that is the one who is singing for his supper. Achiimbira munhu aane 93 years achembera ari umwe munhu aifanha kunzwira sekuri vavo tsitsi kuti vaakufanha kuchizorora. Everyone knows it, that whatever the vote that he was talking about, people voted under duress. They were forced to vote because of the violence that happens when they have an election. No one is blind. Mugabe is only president by virtue of 1.2 million votes. Yet in Zimbabwe, we've got nearly 10 million eligible voters. It means we've got about 8 million people who do not vote. So Jim Kunaka should understand that people don't even want Mugabe. That's why people don't even go to vote. Don't talk about such a chiripo. And they are going to have a huge awakening next year because the youth are going to vote. Ndobavachaona kuti Mugabe wacho ari kuswera vachiimba vachipembedza asi takwanisa ari kufanwa akazorora should be resting. I would have liked the scenario where the young people in ZANU-PF would have been sitting down their president with aiwa akuru makagona ehe vachimubhutirika zvavanogara vachiita vatichimbozororai vanhu vakaita sei vasinganzwedzidzi. Mukaona mavhidhiyo ese apresidendi vachifamba havachatogoni kana nekufamba kwacho kana kutakura chaiko vakatadza asi munhu unouya panhepfenyuro kudai uchitaura mashoko anonyadza ndozvinorakidza hunhu hwevanhu vezanupiefu kuti havana basa nevanhu vemukati menyika ino. They are only power hungry and a Jim thing for their supper vachabasa rekurova vanhu. That is wrong. We want leaders, political leaders who care about the welfare of the people. And even a Jim, kana musati maziva kuti the people have got the power. Muchazozviona gore rinouya madestitute maazvibhonza murodhumu. Kana mati mukudaita politics muda kutungamirira, you should do it for the people, not to line your pockets. Muchiva zvinhu zvevanhu muchirova vanhu. Nguva iyoyoyo yakapfuura and muchazviona gore rinouya. Pasi nepolitics of populism, we now want servant leadership kuti vanhu vezimbabwe vagare zvakanaka. Jimu saitongoti vagare muno iwe. The other day I saw you kumbaro. Vanhu vari kumbaro vari kutambura zvakadii. Zvipatara hazvina kana mushonga asi chaunogona kuuya pane penyuro uchituka uchishora nouchiziva kuti vanhu vari mukati menyika ino vari kutambura zvakaita sei. Zvinhu ndinozva kukunyarira nekuti semwana mudiki unofanha uchinzwira vanhu vezimbabwe tsitsi nekuti Mugabe haana kana makore 10 achirarama asi iwe uchiripo pano panyika uchangochirarama upenyu hwakaita sei Mugabe asesipi.
Aha. I know Mkoma Jimmy are burning to respond there, but please do hold your horses. Ndimbotora mutereri musati mapindura sithathe umlaleli lapha indoda enkulu uBig Boy Dube South Africa. Kunjani baba Dube?
Ndiyaphila tu, kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Kunjani eMzansi?
Hayi, eMzansi baba kurayithi mani. Ngiyabonga kakhulu kuleze ngizizwayo ukuthi hayi amadoda athi heyi mina Mzansi ake ndizame ukunanzelela izinto.
Hayi, sungenile ba.
Hayi mkhulu mani, yamzwana umama kade ukhuluma manje bayakhala umama baba. And then ukukhayini kwaba mina into engimangazayo ngaleli khehla lethu ukuthi uzwa njani abantu babekhala kangaka asali wafakwa yithi. So mabhaka ngabantu fanele izinto ethandwa ngabantu. Ngoba kodwa manje mina ngizwa bokwethu impela ngibonga kakhulu into mina ngiyithathi mawala ntu fanele ehlisa umoya ukuthi ukuthela kulungisa lutho baba.
Kakhulu.
Kodwa indoda ebibuzwa ekade ibuza uChuma izoleka difone umncubelo wefone ephecheya ne. Hayi umbuzo imbuzo impela ngezwe ngihlabela ngathi ngiyafona ukuthi ngizame ukuthi maybe ngincedise. Uzwa umbuzo amagama ukuthi mangabe kutshawo wakho akuta wakho umntana akachawo uChuma ngathini walahlisa wathi hayi ukhona owakhithwa alahlekayo ini ayikho yonke lento okuthiwa kuthiwa kunamaphathi ahambe lokunje abanye makhulunywa ngethi ayidamara ahambe enza lezinto ngoba kuthiwa bafuna amangahoti uChuma nje ngakhuluma esitelti ukuthi bona bayehlulekile banamacala basafuna amanye amagodi futhi abantu bangana labantu abafaye bobulala amadoda but still basa davinkani engase akusebenzi nje into engimningi icho ngikhuluma ukuthi bazwe abayekele abantu mawusidlile kuluhlulekile ungalindi ungafakwa ufakwa kwabantu bakufanele ukuthi busa ilizwe ngendlela eright yipi leader veleke yabusizo kwanapha omanje labangena izolo basheshe bashiya ombeki bangena izolo basheshe bashiya kanti yena mayethi yena angekaphuma wafakwa ngabantu bese kuthi umfazi wakathi yena hayi vela ke kumuntu ozobusa ubaba into esale lizwe lelo umgabe kalani lezwe livela livela ebantwini into uma ekwehlila ntu ikwehlule khona manje le nto akuthi uhambe ekhampeni amayouth watwati ehambe etshela abantu izinto engaze bazikhona abantwana balamalini abalayo
uyibeka kuhle khonapho Dube alubana othe wahlangana la yena undunankulu umazibani ongamtshela wona
uyena ubaba umgabe
yebo yona ingamula
no ingamlitshela straight xhego hayi mani ma ukhulu ukhulile kanti wena ma kuthi iphatha kubusa kahle wawungashifti abanye abantu abasha bakuza thina khona into engifuna ukuthi ngiyiqondise ntungameli la asibhekanga mina njengami ngedwa angibhekanga mhlobo womuntu ukuthi uyishona uyindebele uyintoni kalanga whatever sathi masilwa lanto abamhlophe sathi sifuna izwe lize kithi abantu abansundu sigoqela yonke into emnyama umhlobo izongu maphetha abantu kanye into esiyifuna e-Africa or nasezimbabwe uyangizwisisa so yena sekathatha izukuthi lelalizwe sele phela ma singakhuma iqiniso kwayena ngumzukulu lapho elokuzela ezimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi uyise wasemozambique siyinto esiyaziyo kodwa silandaba ngoba imozambique izwe lethu kuyafana uyabona so yena itafuza ayazi ubabalwana ukuthi abantu bekhuluma kangaka uyazizwela uthi ugijima osingapore akasenamadolo akasenani ngitsho yazi ma nenkomo endala yisasengwa brwam uyangizwisi yabisa indala inkomo ubona ukuthi ikhatheli uma uthi ilobisi useyibona noma isitshingana ikhatheli ude kanti laba abancane embazala wayelingayikubo yena kati uyehlulwa yithi bona othuma labo umbuzi lo muntu uzolwathi thuma wayenaningatheki over nini umalema washo kwathiwa amalema akadakwa edakwa umalema ekhuluma iqiniso
uyabonaumgabenje
kayekele mkhulu sizibuzelizwe lethu kodwa manje yazi indaba yokuthi ithini wonke sise-africa side but ukuthi suke abantu bawugcwala elizweni elilodwa unkulunkulu lutu unamandla maso sikhuluma iqiniso wazi ukuthi kule ndawo yami ukuthi maso kunzima la ulethwa yena uzibona ngathi uyaphila unkulunkulu uyamjezisa uyangizwisisa upika egqoke zakhe impahla abaye bagqokisa iy'khindeni upike uyapika lo muntu and bona labo abazama ukuvimba izinto ojuma laba lamanga ukhona umfana okhiphile kunjeni izolo wathi wathi yena basazobalika abazathatha amapulazi bafake endizini vele bayakwazi kunzima angeke kusatshintsha and lumama oke ndikhuma manje uqinisele uma yethi kulo nyaka ozayo kulabazabo ukuthi abantu banamandla ngoba yena into eseyifuna asigqugquzeli impi bafoti kodwa lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi futhi
hayi siyakuzwa
dubantu phezu kwentabathi
hayi uyibeka kuhle uyibeka kuhle khonapho Mthembo asitshe khonapho sithatha abanye abalaleli siyabonga ungena kuhlela
yebo baba uphinde ungiphinde baba ngikhona impela maybe omunye ozophawula ngigcwalise mfowethu
hayi sizakuthinta Dube siyabonga
okay kehle
aha umlaleli wethu mnumzana Big Boy Dube esithinta lapho esemzansi timbotora vajoanis moyo mkoma kunaka rambai muri parunhare namzvare Linda Masarira ndichange ndichidzoka kwamuri panguva shoma inotevera timbotora mutereri vajoanis moyo makadiwa moyo
ipo makadi heni
aiwa tiripo hedu kuri sei kwamuri uko
aiwa kune kuri nyani zvako
mapinda muchirongwa mainzwa nyaya iri mudariro mukawana mukana wekusangana navamugave mutungamiri wenyika sezo vari kuronga kushanyira matunhu ese enyika vachikurukura nevechidiki ndeyapi mashoko amungada kusvitsa kwavari
ya iri chekutanga mumwe munhu wechidiki handitodi kusangana navo nemhaka inoti vakatinyepera kubva muna 2013 vachiti vari kucreata 2 million jobs dzatina kuona nanhasi saka chichacho vachatiudza chii inhau yekuti ivo vanhu mayouth emuzimbabwe ngaachenjere chekutanga wani vachifamba vachiintimidhetwa chechipiri vachange vachibhuraidhiwa kuti vagovhotera ivo vamugabe isi tiri kuti vamugabe iko zvino vava sekuru gendi pa havachina mano havachina zano you can't take us anywhere right now hapachina chisipo asi nhau ipo ndekuti vanda kuramba vakangoremberera pamasimba okutonga saka ini ndiri kuona sekuti hangu vamwe vane pfungwa dzakaita sedzangu kana mapato anopidzisawo ngaachitotanga kufamba munyika abvudze vanhu kuti musaenda kunonzwa pfungwa dzenhema muda kubhuraivhai kuti mugovavhotera vachikuchita kupuremesa mabasa pasina ndino vurombe nomunun'una wangu Jim Kunaka. Jim Kunaka unoziva kuti unorarama nechitsotsi kuzanu p f wakatombosiya zanu p f akaroga akamukira muchipatara uyu akajoina zim p f iye zvino akaona kuti zim p f hakuna chunhu ndokubva adzoka futi kuzanu p f unoziva kuti kune chitsotsi chekuwana kurarama nekumora vachitora zvinhu zvavanhu vachipamba zvinhu zvavanhu mukaenda mumbari yana Jim Kunaka vakaita extortion yakawanda yaitora mari dzavanhu zvinhu zvavanhu mama mumbari mavanogara muya saka ndino munhu hangu tisi kuti achenjere kuti dzimwe dzenguva upenyu hwake kuchazoguma zvina Kunaka nenyuye nzira dzekutora zvinhu zvavanhu kutora zvinhu zvavanhu munhu ashande kunhu chake nesimba rake zvinorwadza saka iye zvinokonzesa kuti upenyu hwomunhu kuzopeisira hwava pamwe pasina kufanira saka ndinongokurudzira kuti vose vane pfungwa dzakaita sedzeduo vamwe tapinduka tashumirwa vanhu ngavashumire uye kumamusha vanhu ngavarege kukwira chiunganidzwa asina maturo asi kana varipo havanda kukwanisa kuvavona ngavaudze zvokwadi kuti ngavachizorora
haiwa tinotenda vamoyo nekupinda muchirongwa
oraitatende
mukoma Kunaka hanzi nemutereri nguva yakwana kuti vamugave vabve pachigaro hanzi nemutereri makati nyepera kuti muchatipa mabasa ari kupi mabasa acho
okay sekutanga ndoda kuti Linda Masarira halo
endrai mberi mukomangu
ndinoda kuti Linda Masarira azive kuti hakuna kochi weimwe timu anotaurira kuti vaiwa pleya yamaita iyi haichaita inini ndiri kuti ndine bhiza rangu randakanda muringi vamugabe 2018 election vari kumira sapresident representing zanu p f my team iyame rakewo bhiza rainaro randisingazive ndarikandewo mutimu katonopedzerana 2018 kuelection
ko richiri kugona kumhanya here bhiza iri
akataura iye kuti vamugabe ngavangobva pachigaro handizvisisi pakangovabvisa nenzira ipi nekuti vakaendapo nokuvhoterwa nevanhu election is about a game of numbers iwo ukawana one ini ndikawana two kana tanga ndichikombita ini ndawana two ndotodza nehwina saka zvimwe zvose zvavangadorongodze kutaura nevamugaba ari pachigaro because of that vamugaba ari pachigaro because of thata that's nonsense and shit what is there ndezvekuti let's go for 2018 election isu sezano p f wehave endorsed vamugabe as our candidate kana iye Linda aine yange candidateyo ngatisanganei kuelection ahwina ahwina kuelection but in record ziri clear in vocabulary yezanu p f hatina pandakambodofora we are going to become we are going to emerge winners come 2018 election it's already a delayed election yatiri kuenda but hatina pama opposition parties munhu watinofungidzira kana kuona ane maqualities anenge haamugabe whenever we are voting for a person we don't vote for age we vote for wisdom
okay vakunaka ndimbopindira ipapo just to reiterate kuti tisamboshandisa mamwe mashoko asina Kunaka like the SHIT word musamborishandisa zvachose you know this is a family radio station saka tidi mashoko ekunyomba asitimbo dzokera ku nyaya yemabasa makambo ndiripo ndokuti mambo vimbisa vanhu kamabasa 2 million jobs vanhu vari kuvunza kuti ko ari kupi mabasa acho Alo vakunaka I think we have lost Jim Kunaka there. Mzware Linda, are you still on the line? Hello, Linda. This is crazy. I seem to have lost both my guests. That's Linda Masarira and Jim Kunaga of ZANU-PF. We will be trying to reconnect with them shortly. Sithathe impiko ethunyelwa ngabalaleli lapha ku Facebook. Siqale ngencwadi ka Gift Severa uthi yena kiki he promised them millions of jobs 5 years ago, but he didn't create even 1% job opportunities. So we don't know what's next. Maybe he's gonna promise them more bond notes. Gift Severa continues to say it's really painful to be a ZANU-PF youth. Because they are being used, they get nothing in turn. Kuzoba Lord Jeffrey Ncube othi yena, he will give them ZANU-PF t-shirts and they will start beating up people because they will be looking smart, but they forget their future. Utafara Simbarashe uthi yena kiki. Instead of fulfilling the previous promises, he's going to promise more lies. Koloni Moyo says he has nothing to tell the youth. He can't even manage to control his wife. Malusin Lovu Kakamba says Zimbabwe for sale, cheapest price plus bonus. Rowell Ndomupei Simora says selling them another dummy, I presume. Isaac Banda says copycat from President T. I don't know what Banda is saying there, but you know, that's his statement, copycat from President T. For Chi Mutapati Vanity. Says, no, it's Fochi Mutapati. He says, vanity is all vanity. Paul Manyonga says, he will meet youths. Paul Manyonga says, he will meet youthies, not youths. You all remember the youthies, you know, thing. From last year, some ZANU-PF guy, youth, in fact, who was saying youthies instead of youths. That's Paul Manyonga there making fun of that person. Shepherd Tawanda Muzavazi Utiena, let him stay at State House. We are tired of empty promises. Kuzoba lo SN wa Manxuluma Mbuyazi, he says he wants to tell them not to listen to other political parties. Sithathe umlaleli lapha ose Norway Timbotora Mtereri ariku Norway singadi kudomwa nezita rake. Tereri wapinda muchirongwa.
Okay, ndoda kutaura ndaka refera kuna va Jim Kunaka. Vari kutaura ivo kuti vane biza ravo ravakaisa mu election for the elections next year. Zveshuwa tida kuda kutaura na chokwadi. We cannot allow munhu ane 93 years old kuti arani for elections. We are tired of the sanctions rhetoric. Yatinoudzwa nemaleaders edu. The truth is that the leaders have failed the country. and they've failed the young people. Inini, I'm a young person, and I'm in the diaspora. Ndirikuno ndichishanda, ndichidzidza. It's not that we want to be away from home. Tinoda kuzoka kumba kunyika yedu, but kumba hakudzokeki, because kumba hakuna mabasa. We were promised jobs, 2 million jobs. We waited for those jobs, but mabasa hana kuuya. And as a result, we find ourselves tirikuno ku diaspora, where we live under my conditions asingaiti. Hatikwanisi kuzoka kumba because our economy is bad. Our country has failed us as young people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're talking about elections, who elected who? Who doesn't know that elections are rigged? We need a new electoral system in Zimbabwe if we want things to change.
Asika mtereri, kana bizarangu rine 93 years, asi kana richiri kugona kumanya, chii chakashata nekuti ringe richikwikwidza.
Aiwaka, munhu ane, let's be realistic, munhu ane 93 years old, akwegura, chaanoda kuzorora. We need fresh blood, we need fresh ideas, we need new people to run the country, to run the economy. Zimbabwe has got so much potential, yekusimuka economically, of being the breadbasket of Africa once again. But what we need is fresh blood, fresh leaders. Let's allow vakwegura ava kuti vazorore. Zvavakaita vakatungamira nyika pavakakwanisa vakakwanisawo. It's high time to pass on the baton stick to the new generation, vechidiki ava, my new ideas anodiwa on the table.
Mhm. Saka pacha vhura chirongwa chekunyoresa kuvhota muna April apa, or shortly after muchange muchidzokera kuZimbabwe kunonyoresa here.
Ndinoshuvira kudzokera kumba kunonyoresa kuvhota dezvaibvira.
Mm.
But nekuti tiri kure nekumba, upenyu hwakatoomawo kuno, tikuedza kubatanidza zvinhu. Dezvaibvira vaitogadzira an online system or something like that where they allow people in the diaspora to register to vote.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda mutereri nekupinda muchirongwa.
Yeah.
Motifonere zvekare from Norway ikoko. Chirongwa ndechenyu.
Aiwa, tinotenda nechirongwa.
Okay, thank you so much. Lobe kungumlaleli obengathanda ukuqanjwa ngegama osichayele ucingo ekwele Norway. Ke sithathe omunye njalo one of our guests tonight, umnumzana Zenzo Nyoni okhokela inhlanganiso yabasakhulayo abangasebenziyo. Mnumzana Nyoni, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo.
Ye, nansi ndaba babo, umongameli welizwe uza bhota ngelizwe ama provinces zonke lapha kumalanga azayo kumbe unyanga ezizayo esizwa imbono yenu okulihluphayo njengabasakhulayo kutsho amaphephandaba kahulumende. Uyibona njani lindaba? So nyathelo elihle yini lokubana elilipha ithuba lani lokuhlangana lomgabe lizikhulumelelayo?
Ngiyabonga Nkomo baba. Umgabe nxa esidinga indlela yokuvotelwa, hayi uzayemukelwa yilabo abamthakazelelayo. Iminyaka yonke leyo eyi-36 esembusweni azange sizothi umgabe uthekelela ama-youth ontanga abasakhulayo ukuze betsho izikhalazo zabo. Kuyikuqala and njalo kuyikwethuka ukuzwa udaba olunjalo. Njalo kwele Matabeleland, I think sisigaba sokugcina sokuthekelelwa ngupresidenti othiwa ngwelizwe kanye labantwana besikolo enjana kabamazi. Kuyinto esethusayo kakhulu thina njengama-youth ukuthi nxa engathi uza sethekelela ezosithembisane esikhombisane, ngoba kabuye ezosikhombisa ukuthi hayi imisebenzi embengilithembise yona hayi isikhona nasi. Hayi ukuchintsha kwezimo elizweni sengisiguqulile sokungale indlela athi ukuthi azositshela ngokuthi hayi ngivotela nini kumbe ethi sizobisa izikhalazo, ngoba izikhalazo kazitshintshi Nkomo. Izikhalazo abantwana bezimbabwe baqale kukhala 1980 up to now bayakhala. Why is it 1980? Because ilizwe leli singalikhangela since 1980 alizange lathathwa ngokubuswa kahle uhulumende kaMgabe singaba siqiniswe kuze ufike namhlanje. So lokho kuyindlela nje ngathi se political gimmick ezanywa yezano PF loMgabe ukuthi uyavakatshela ama provinces wonke ukuthi ezwe izikhalazo zethu. Yiziphi izikhalazo ongazaziyo ohle ukuthi azi address emaphepheni and ongahle ukuthi azi address through ama provincial ministers akhe akhona. Ngokuya ngesingami ngibona ngani uMgabe kuba nzima ukuthi utshele umuntu omdala uyadelela kodwa mana ngithi uMgabe uyeyisa isizwe sakhe kakhulu ontaba.
Lubana uthe wathola ithuba lokuhlangana laye inyoni mazibana ongaqondisa kuye.
Njenge inhlanganiso yamayouth omele inhlanganiso yamayouth angasebenziyo into yokuqala. We need to know the agenda iyakhe yokubuya ngapha ukuthi ulandele engafaki umbono ukuthi uzozwa izikhalazo. Izikhalazo zihamba eparliament each and every day lama MPs lama councillors lama youth ontanga bakhuluma each and every day kuma kuma phephandaba. So only what we need okwaka test ukuthi uMgabe should respond to ama crisis enjani aleywa ngama youth on the table and address those grievances and challenges that young people are facing, not at uzavakatshela ama youth ezwe isikhalazo zabo. Isikhalazo zama youth is clear and he knows, so there is nothing else. He mustn't hide behind his finger etufunga uzozwa isikhalazo zama youth. It's just a way yokuthi uyazi ukuthi sokusekhethela sidinga izindlela zokuzoroba ama youth. I think this is high time ontanga engimele beyinanzelele ukuthi let's work hard and tirelessly and tell uMgabe straight on his face ukuthi you have failed our grandfather, go and stay ekhaya ugcina abazukulu, because asoze sikuvumele kulokho kusenzakala ngale indlela okwenzakala ngayo. Like my sister also nowhere kade ekhuluma ngayo ukuthi ayisikhuthi ase diaspora bayakholisa uhlala diaspora. Wonke umuntu wase diaspora ebuya kibe elizweni la kibe ekhaya, kodwa with the situation, the current situation, ngeza ke ulande indlala nokufa ukukhangela. So mina ngokwami inkomo into iyangithukuthelisa ngabe ama youth abona isimo njenga ami ukuthi isimo selizwe simi njani. Ama youth kumele avula amehla geze. It's not about ZANU-PF, it's about ukwehluleka ewe current government ekhona. Now ama youth kumele afunde ukutshintsha uhulumende. We are not saying ukuthi umbe kutshintshe uMgabe ufake uMnankagwa kumbe utshintshe uMnankagwa ufake umbeni uMrs Mgabe. What we are saying, we no longer want to see iZANU iphethe umbuso, ngoba everyone oku ZANU PF ule ideology le methodology ye ZANU PF kuyafanana. No more want is ZANU PF ehlaleni anymore.
Thank you there. Zenzo Nyoni, please do stay on the line. For those who've just tuned in, this is your number one radio station, Studio 7, broadcasting live from the Voice of America in Washington. And the topic tonight on The Connection, we are looking at President Robert Mugabe's planned engagement with young people across the country. We have another guest on the line. That's MDCT Councillor Mlandu Ncube. I'm sure he's the youngest, if not one of the youngest MDCT councillors in the country. Mr. Ncube, welcome, but please do stay on the line. I'll be coming to you shortly. Guest ate umlaleli lapha from London, England, uChris Ncube. Kunjani mnumzana Ncube? Halo Ncube?
Iye, ngiyakuzwa Nkomo, linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani England ba?
Hayi, namhlanje bekutshisa kakhulu sibi.
Aha, ala ngapha kuyakhudumala. Amajazi sibeke eceleni lamhlanje.
Iye, hayi kuhle baba. Nami ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni.
Hayi, qhubeka ba.
Yeye. Hayi, hey, kuyashisa kuyazwakala sivile ebhodweni, hayi selizavuta ibhodo. Kodwa into esiyitshoyo ukuthi indoda le isuke yaphuma leya emeli iqembu lelunge
leZANU-PF, uJim Kunaka, ifoni zakhe sezihlupha manje
kungena. Kodwa kuyatshengisela ukuthi abantu laba ngendlela abakhuluma ngakhona kulento abazama ukuyivala ngoba why ethukuthela ma abantu bekhuluma bebuza kahle ngoba into le yonke isegcekene khona lapha enkomo akula into efihlekileyo abantu bayahlupheka abantu ama-millions abantu abakumadiaspora abahambanga ngokuthanda bahambe ngoba kungela msebenzi ekhaya kungela ndlela yokuziphilisa asike sithathe ngabe bonke laba abantu basekhaya bonke abase-South Africa labese-America labese-UK labese-Australia labakwamanye amazwe ngakunjani ngesimo esiyikho khona ekhaya okungela msebenzi
ngakunzima mpela
ngaku abantu bahlupheka kakhulu ngoba nabantu abahambe kuma-diaspora yibo abaqina sebesiza abantu abasemuva ukuthi baziphilise and kubuhlungu ukuzwa abantu bezani bedefenda into engasayindawo ngoba lalelo bhizi okuthiwa liyaqakezelwa ngokhetho kamhlaka 2018 limaybe lizakuwa lingakagidimi manje lizaqakazelwa kanjani lelo bhiza Nkomo
ulimi lwesindebele ncube luthi akusilima sindlebende kwaso awusoze umlahlo wangakini
ye kodwa loba kunjalo phela bheka Nkomo impilo zabantu zise kulayini kuleli ndlela le ngoba abantu badlala ngempilo za uyabona ukuthi kulabanye intanga encane lapha nekhaya engeke iphinde futhi i-life zazo zitshintshe ngendlela yokuthi i-government iphethe kanjani ekhaya abantu labana bazahlupheka impilo bengeke besarecover ngoba ukuthi uqala ukubona ukuthi impilo yakho iyangapha uqala at the age of 17 uphuma esikolo kuma-college kuma-university at 18 usuplan ukuthi ngizakuyenza ngiyenga but abantwana bamoshakelelwe zimpilo zabo and uyabona bebhizi bedefenda into engayindawo khona manje abantu bayahlupheka lapha nabanamsebenzi
hhayi uyibeka kuhle khonapho ncube
zonke zifile kumoshakele kathi yona izami uyayenzani singakubona esingakujabulela kuyini siyangenayo esingakubona ngaphandle kwe-land distribution le yathathe yanika abantu bezani kuphela yiyo maybe singathi
hhayi uyibeka kuhle khonapho ncube siyabonga kahle sithatha abanye siyabonga ungena kuhle
hhayi lami ngiyabonga baba Nkomo
abo
kodwa bengifisela ukuthi ngawo undodalwana ukhona bengilo mbuzo ebengifuna ukumbuza wona manje hawu usuke waphuma masinyane
mhlawumbe ungabuza nje ngamafitshane sizazama ukumdinga njani
hayi ukuthi kathi-ke vele bona bafuna kuze kube njani kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi bafuna ukuthi abantwana bezimbabwe bephethe kanjani ngoba kumanje siyahlupheka sikhona lapha emazweni akula nto esiyibonayo ukuthi kathi singayenza njani ngoba sifuna ukuba sekhaya lathi Nkomo
hhayi no sizawudlulisa lowo mbuzo ncube singamthola ukunaka siyabonga kakhulu
hayi kulungile baba Nkomo
aha bangabari uyo abo bangabari ba Chris Ncube mtereri wedu chitiridzira runare vari ku London kungirandi tisatita tora mukoma Philip ngesiye ku umlandu Ncube kunjani mnumzana Ncube
siyaphila Nkomo kunjani
hayi siyaphila kunjani kobulawayo
hayi zinamhla kuthena ukutshisa nje
iyazitshisa
nje
aha hayi kuhle Ncube let's jump straight into the matter before we move on to another listener the president is engaging young people or will be engaging young people in the coming months ahead of the elections next year hearing their concerns as the MDC Mr. Ncube, do you have any similar, engagement processes to reach out to young people?
Actually, what I can say is that it is very clear that Mr. Mugabe has failed. He is now quoting from what Mr. Tsvangirai did, our president. For the past 2 months, our president has been engaging community. We engage with young people, the disabled, the unemployed, and every sector of the society. So Mugabe is merely trying to copy from what he did. But unfortunately, we say we want to meet young people, which we personally chasing outside the country by closing industries, closing schools, closing hospitals, and everything. Brought this country down so that young people can go outside the country. So I'm shocked which young person is meeting. But well, remember, you want to be a 45-year-old youth person. So maybe meeting that age, a 45-year-old senator youth, maybe doing that. But nothing young people can expect from that old man.
Are you confident you have captured the young people's vote? You know, can you say confidently that more and more young people will be voting MDCT in the next election?
Because what young people need in Zimbabwe, they need better education, they need better health facilities, they need a job, they need jobs in this country, they need food on their tables, they need investment that will allow them to start their own business, so this public life, there's accommodation, and they can only find, and they assure that they vote for us because our principles and our policies are very clear, and we are showing signs that will bring on the need in terms of truly they'll be voting for an energetic president with Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Ncube. Timbotora Mtereri, Mkoma Philip kuBotswana. Makati Mkoma Philip.
So, Baba Nkomo.
Diripo, kurise uBotswana uko.
So, kunjani khona ngapho?
Hayi, go right baba, sungenile kuhlela.
Nansi indaba, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti isusu atine ine utongi hwamugabe, kunyanya inini ndisingarivi vamwana vakawanda, atine ine utongi hwamugabe, but zvandinoda kutaura ndezvekuti ini ndinorespekta age yamugabe, zera ramugabe, kuti zera raainaro kana chivanhu chedu kana script pashoko ramari inoti kudii. Ndosaka muchiona kana nyengwe tikauya zvakaita kushoko ramwari kana tikaverenga 16 pa33 ya Proverbs. Inoti we can cast the lot, but zvinobuda pamujenya ndiJehovha. Saka any criminal zvingave ichitwa neany other country pamaelections zvazvinozongoreva. Ndosaka muchiona kuna varoma ichoti vatongi vanoiswa namari, asi utongi hwavanoita manje ndehwavo ivo pachavo. Ndosaka muchiona Dhavhidhi nyangwe naSamueri vachiiswa naJehovha, asi kutonga kwavo pakutadza kwavo kwese vanorobwa namwari. Maribelo akatanga kudenga, hana kutanga pano pasi. Vamwe tinototi zvinhu zvakanaka kune avo vachasangana naMugabe kuona bedzi chiso chake, zera rake ndorandirikutaura, kwete utongo hwake hunzinotaurwa namwe kuti akazodai. No, ndiri kureva age zvinonzi nepamwe pane mumwe tsamba. Ukasangana nemunhu mukuru neage yakaita sei yake, ukatsauka nzira kumubvisira ngwani uchimuti maswera sei kana kumukudza, hanzi mazuva ako anoenda mberi. But ukatarira dzimwe dzidziso dzatiri kuwana pachirongwa chestudio 7 kana kumwe kutaura kwatinowana kunodzidzisa nyika yeZimbabwe, zvakaita mashoko anga atarwa newe anonzi Linda nauyo naTavani Ncube, hazvina mhosva, hazvina mhosva. Ndosaka muchiona futi mukazvitarisisa nhasi tiri kunzwa imwe nyaya yekunzi uyu anonzi ani Mutasa akutevererwa nemabasa ake. Saka mumwe nemumwe ngaazive kuti right now the nuclear is outside the bottle and the Armageddon is now knocking by the door to each and every the whole world. Hakuna kwazvakanaka. Vanhu ngavazive muZimbabwe, vanhu ngavazive kwokutizira, vanhu ngavazive zvekutsvaga nezvekuita zvenyika izvi. We are all foreigners, pan paspedinga whoever is a foreigner, but maZimbabwe tinoziva, but tinoziva kuraska. Thank you very much.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vazvo.
Alright baba.
Mkoma Philip vachiti fonera vari kuBotswana. And joining me now is my homeboy, that's former Madlambuzi councillor Tamani Ncube. Mr. Ncube, good evening. I'm so sad. I'm hearing from my producers that Tamani Ngube's phone has just dropped. I would have loved to talk to Tamani Ngube there. But nevertheless, time is no longer on our side. Let's wrap things up. Ngiphenduke kuwe, Mnumzana Mlando Ncube, usakhonekcingwe na ngithi. Ncube, besikhuluma lapha uchile ukubana umongameli webandla lenu nguye aqalisa uhlelo lokuhlangana labasakhulayo umgabu yakopa isikhangele kolunye ukhetho lwedluleyo lina njengabantu abasakhulayo yini elihamba phambili mani nxa kula marali lapha lihamba ngezimoto liyagijima kuhle kuyahlatshelwa nxa kutshaya abantu yini njalo elitshaya abantu kodwa ngesikhathi sokuvota ngelanga lokuvota abaningi kalii ukuyavota ubona kusiba lo tshintsho yini ngomnyaka ozayo kukhetho luzayo lolo
ngomnyaka ozayo ukhetho oluzayo luze kumele lube lo tshintsho ngoba okwenze ungakhangela ngo-2008 abaningi babantu abatsha bavota yabuya inhliso yegovernment banambitha basebengani bayalikana babuye babuyela ngemva kokumgaba esekhethosetyenza ukhetho kule minyaka edlulileyo abantu bazibuhle khumbula sibone khona egetshwe emakolitshini amakhulu phakathi kweminyaka lesidlulileyo besiba namavenda besiba yini uhlupho lwezimbabwe lu-afekte kakhulu abantu abatsha abasaselizweni lanxa uhamba nje phandle uzabazabe ezikhulumeni and thina njenge-MDCT siyathembisa ukubana sizofaka abantu abazabe bencintisa ekhethweni abamela izifiso zabantu abatsha njalo ngoba ukuze abantu
abaaemanzelile
ukubana into
ehaaniyaboyikho
esizakwenza thina.
Okay, Councillor, ngubamba umlomo khonapho siyabonga ngithathe uThamani Ncube sesila njalo icungeni sivala nje uhlelo lwethu. Mnumzana Ncube, ngiyakwamukela uhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo.
Okay, real quick, Mr. Ncube, because we are left with just under 2 minutes. Let's play a little game. I'm going to be Mr. Mugabe, and you are going to play yourself. Okay, I'm the president. I'm visiting. I'm in Madlambuzi. Mr. Ncube Vatamani, what are your problems here in Madlambuzi?
Our problems are not very different, Mr. President, from the national problems that are occurring countrywide. First of all, we are unemployed. Secondly, we are facing a serious lack of educational facilities and infrastructural development, and we are wondering what you have been doing for the past 36 years of your governance, because we are as old as your governance, but there's nothing that's happening.
Ndemo hayiwaka vancube problem ka zvirango ma sanctions munozviziva izvozvo is the sanctions.
Mr. President, but we don't live on excuses, we live on deliverance. So if you have failed to deliver us from sanctions for the past 37 years, do you think there's any message that you can offer to deliver us within these 12 months left now towards the election?
Saka muri kureva here vancube kuti amundivhoteri musarudzo zvinowe.
You mean
it personally,
don't count me as part of your vote.
Okay, thank you there, Tamani Ncube. That's my homeboy and my personal friend. Thanks to all the listeners and all those who called and contributed. Thanks also to our guests, Linda Masarira, Tamani Ncube, Jim Kunaga, Zenzo Nyoni, and Landu Ncube. Let's make another date next week. Same time, same radio station. Studio 7. Signing off. I'm Thungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.